And later on, I'll tell you about how I met my family. And Mary Brazil was one of the people told me what to call the column for the chapter. We can get that later if you want to, whenever you want.
You can do it.
Oh, right as well. Because I had, I said my dad, mom, had split when I was, before I was a year old. But it had never bothered me not having a father. It did have father on Sunday at school because I had nobody to bring.
Yeah.
And I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. And my aunt would come by periodically and visit, but she was in St. Louis. Then my aunt got sick, she came to Livingston, Chicago, and we moved to Indianapolis. And there I have a whole new group of friends. And two of my friends, I even made wrestlers and doctors. One guy wrestled a Super Brucey. Bruce's brother had a Superman t-shirt on and a cape. His name was Jim Coons.
Super Brucey.
You got to put this in.
Yeah,
and his name anyway.
Yeah.
And when he was a doctor, I gave him his name. His name was S.T. Bernard. St. Bernard. He put on a doctor's coat and glasses. And he had bad legs. He couldn't get around too well. And the other guy is one of my best friends. I'm the godfather to their daughter. Him and his wife, Linda, are the godparents of my daughter. And I made him a doctor. His name was Dr. Carl K. Fabian. And he had a doctor bag. All he had in it was a bottle of beer. That's what he had in it. That was my doctors. But we had Bruiser and Super Bruce wrestled me and Rashke in different places around. And, oh, it was funny. People laughed at him. And he's about 190 pounds, little bird legs, and made a fist with the thumb between the fingers and stuff. Oh, it was funny. But I'm just glad my two friends got to play a little. Well, they're along with me. So, moved to Indianapolis, and I got into the business, and I had never thought about looking at my father or anything, and what I thought was that my grandmother, she kind of looked like Schultz from Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Probably ran the guy out.
Yeah.
So, but it was never important to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, lately now, they have these star searches on, or you can dial, not star search, but families. You can find
relatives.
So I told my wife one day, I said, why don't you write that company and see if they can find anything out about my father, where he went, because my mother never talked about him.
Yeah.
Didn't tell me a thing.
Huh.
I could have been left on the doorstep.
No pictures or anything.
No pictures or nothing. So she sent her this thing, and they sent it back with his name and where he'd worked and everything. So all I wanted to do was see if he had a badge, like from work, where I could see a picture.
Yeah.
To see what he looked like.
Yeah.
And they sent me back this information about no pictures but names, where he lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So we're out there on Halloween Havoc 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And with the Tenays, and they went up to Mike's got a beautiful cabin up in Utah, and they went up there to spend the weekend. And Cindy and I, she got on late in the flight, and we just didn't want to drive that far. So the next thing we get up, I said, let's go look at this address, and we'll see who lives there.
Yeah.
They're Heenans, but there's like three or four names there. So we drive up, and it's on the other side of the strip in Vegas, and it's a nice neighborhood, across from a high school. I said, we'll just sit here in the car and watch to see who comes in or out.
Yeah.
I said, if there's a kid on the porch playing a banjo, we're getting out of here. So I waited. Oh, 2 minutes. It was going to be an hour, but I couldn't wait. So I said, we'll drive up to the door. I'll park the car in the driveway, and you knock on the door and tell whoever answers that you were lost. And we're trying to find Farnham Street. That's what we used to be able to say to us, Farnham and Durnham.
Yeah.
Trying to find Farnham Street. So this woman comes to the door. She's got glasses on and grayish hair. It kind of looks like she could be a sister. I don't really know. So I told my wife, I said, put your butt against the hood of the car so whoever faces you has to look at me. So I got a camera. So while the woman's talking to her, I pick it up and I drop it. I pick the camera up again, I hear it. I can't figure it out. I throw the thing down. Hey, we don't know. She's trying to help her with the street. She goes in the house. Her husband comes out. He looks like me. And he walks by and he looks at me and he turns his head and looks back for just a blink of a second.
and goes in the garage and comes out with a street maps. And they got it across the hood of the car, and they're trying to find this for Cindy. And I'm thinking to myself, when she gets back in the car, we wish we could help you. Well, thank you very much. Boy, I wish there was more we could do. They get back in the car, and I said, boy, these seem like nice people. I said, I'm going to go in. She says, let's go to Denny's first, have breakfast. I said, I'm this close after 53 years. I'm going to go choke on a bone now at Denny's? Hit by a car? She said, I'll be right behind you. So I got in the car, and she went right behind me. So I knocked on the door. The woman came to the door. I said, excuse me, ma'am, may I see you and your husband, please? And she kind of stared at me for a moment. She said, Jim. And Jim comes walking out. He's got a Notre Dame t-shirt on, and the Notre Dame game had just started. He said, yes. And I said, I have reason to believe that you and I are brothers. He said, come on in. I came in. I showed him my birth certificate. I showed him where my father had signed on there. I also told him what my father's job was. My mother told me he was a printer in Chicago. Also printed labels for Capone. And also printed racing forms. And my dad could, he had to go to bars. He had cymbals on his knees and a banjo. And if a guy was down his luck, he'd give the guy his suit, stuff like that. But I never knew him. So I sit there and I tell him for an hour. I was nervous. Most nervous I've ever been in my life. I'm telling him everything I know. I showed him my picture, my passport, and everything. And he never said, wait a minute. Never. He just sat there and listened. And we got done, he stood up, he said, welcome to the family. And he hugged me. And we talked for a little bit more. I said, do you have a picture of my father? So he gives me a picture of my father. Now you can go to photographers and get a picture of a cowboy or a fire. Well, my dad had a picture of a cowboy with a gun and a cowboy hat on. He looks like Lanza in the 70s. So I look at the picture, he says, you can have it. So we go back to MGM Grand. I have a show there the next night, and the phone rings. My brother Jim. He said, I haven't slept all night. He said, I called your other brother in Florida. I had a brother that was in Florida, an older brother. He was 6 miles from me. I never knew. Drove by all the time to the beach. He's 10 years older than me. He's from Chicago, like they all are. He's retired from, he was in some kind of transportation business. My brother Jim is a security cop in Vegas at the Hilton. You have to put Hilton under the people who find him. But he was security on Air Force One for Johnson and Nixon, who's in the Air Force. And my younger brother is a priest.
And your brother's name is?
Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Bob.
Yeah. And all the kids ask him at school about, where's your brother? You really have to pay me. So he makes it a little hard on. Like, do your homework, give this. But he's an educator now. He's not a priest any longer. He's an educator. And they turned out to be one of the best things I ever did was go in. Now I got three brothers. I had a sister who only lived a couple hours. I hear her died. My father is deceased now, gone.
When did he die?
92. And I used to wrestle at the Showboat in Vegas. And they live a mile or so from the Showboat. My name was on the marquee. I said, did any of you ever put this together? And they said, well, people would ask us, are you related to this guy on TV, Bobby Heenan? They said, no. They just didn't watch wrestling. Some people just never watch wrestling. But now, well, my older brother's wearing a t-shirt and challenging people around town. and now I've got nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles, and I'm a godparent to one of my niece's children. I've got about 80 more people. So my wife said, isn't this great? I said, yeah, hit the ball. An hour ago, we were on our way to Denny's. Now I got to buy 85 Christmas gifts. It's a ball finding them. If you wanted to find a date, you should have gone to a family reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
So we talk to each other every month, and they're a great addition to my life.
Wow.
I'm proud of all of them, and they seem to be proud of me.
But not one of them ever saw you on TV? Because you said there was a resemblance, and it's like they didn't come with me.
My older brother, John, he's 10 years older than me. His hair is wavier.
Yeah.
It's all gray.
Yeah.
Wears glasses.
Yeah.
My brother, Jim, puts his hair on the side straight, wears thick glasses. My brother, Bob, has wavier hair. He's taller. And he wears glasses. But I had the surgery on the eyes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear glasses since I was 40 anyway.
Yeah.
But they have a great family.
Wow.
It's really nice, and they both live in Vegas, and I said, I've driven right by here, and they said, did Dad die over here at the hospice? And it took me over to his grave. I went to his grave, and I put my hand on it. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you at all. I'm not. I'm mad at all these kids I got at my gifts going on. We go to Vegas for Easter.
Yeah.
And it's, And I'm not a real religious person. You know, I believe in God and I say my prayers, but I don't go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
My thinking is this, you know, war didn't build the church. The forced construction company built it with all our money.
Exactly, yeah.
But I go there and, you know, they have a mass and they do the water thing. And,
yeah.
I told my brother, the priest, I said, you know, you could save, they could save a lot of money doing this. He said, what? Let's get one of those super soakers. So.
But, that's good.
Older brother's name's John, Jim, and Bob.
Wow.
So I'm the third. So it's John, Jim, Ray, and Bob.
Huh.
And he showed me pictures of the family and my uncles and stuff, and you know, it's like I had two different families. It really did.
Yeah.
They had my mother's side, who I didn't know that many of.
Yeah.
And, because all my mother's grandmother's relatives, they were pretty old. But now I got a whole new life.
Wow.
You know, they said people always ask him, do you know this guy? He said, I heard about him. I don't know who he is. Just didn't watch.
Oh, exactly.
And then she called when I lived there. I was on the north side, and Dad moved to the south side. He and their family on the south side. So, I never went to the south side, and then came to the north side. And when I started wrestling, in 65, I was going to the amphitheater, which is on the south side, but they were all in the service, or going to the army.
So, do they have all the same mother then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, because two are older and one is younger than you.
Yeah, no. No, my dad had those with his wife.
Yeah, exactly.